Bitter Medicine by Sarah Paretsky. The heat and the tawdry sameness of the road drugged everyone to silence. The July sun shimmered around McDonald's, Video King, Computerland, Arby's, Burger King, the Colonel, a car dealership, and then McDonald's again. I had a headache from the traffic, the heat, the sameness. God knows how Consuelo felt. When we left the clinic, she had been unbearably excited, chattering about Fabiano's job, about the money, about the layette for the baby.
"Now Mama will let me move in with you," she crowed,
linking arms cajolingly with Fabiano. Glancing in the rearview mirror, I didn't see any signs of mutual joy on his face. Fabiano was sullen. "A punk," Mrs. Alvarado called him, furious with Consuelo, the darling of the family, that she should love such a one, that she should have become pregnant by him, and choose to bear the child. Consuelo, always strictly chaperoned, but no one could kidnap her and carry her home from school every day, was now virtually under house arrest. Once Consuelo made it clear she was going to have the baby, Mrs. Alvarado had insisted on a wedding, white, at Holy Sepulchre. But, honor satisfied, she kept her daughter at home with her. Fabiano stayed with his mother. The situation would have been ludicrous had it not been for the tragedy of Consuelo's life. And to do her justice, that was what Mrs. Alvarado wanted to avoid. She didn't want Consuelo to become a slave, to a baby, and to a man who wouldn't even try to find a job. Carol Alvarado, Consuelo's older sister, was Lottie Herschel's nurse. Carol had begged and pleaded with her sister to have an abortion. Consuelo's general health wasn't strong. She'd already had...